All right, let's get to today's Survivor podcast. This is the Todd Wright Survivor podcast as we look ahead to week six, if you have made it this far. The Todd Wright Survivor podcast is brought to you by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent Todd Wright Tour XLIII. Our 43rd golf tournament was sold out and successful at West Chase Golf Club over the weekend. The first place team, Team Unterweger, with the Lairs and Mr. Doust, along with Captain Richie, winning the event by 2 points over Team Carter. Six teams, 40 points, between 40 and 45 points. Very competitive tournament. Brandon Legal Group provided first place prizes, along with a gift card from Thomas Pease, to all players on the first place team. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support of my golf tournaments and this podcast. Men, if you have been paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida as of July 1st, 2023, you no longer have to do that. Time to call Brandon Legal Group, get a free consultation, and get in front of a judge to stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com for a free consultation. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Also, Twitter X and Instagram at ToddWright2121. If you would like information on the next golf tournament, which will be Todd Wright Tour XLIV, and because it will be December, it will be our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular. It is to be announced. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Second straight week that not much happens in terms of volatility in Survivor Leagues. Looking at the Circa board in Las Vegas, looking at my board in the league I play in, much smaller, much more modest money based in the Southeast United States. A significant percentage, almost everybody in my Survivor League last week was either on the Dolphins or the Lions, and both advanced relatively easy. In the end, and there weren't a ton of red flags out there against the Lions or the Dolphins for obvious reasons, my game theory said, play Detroit so you can play Miami the next week. Both games against the winless Carolina Panthers. But in the end, I did play Miami because Barkley wasn't playing. I felt Carolina as a desperate winless team. We saw Detroit, week two, lose a home game that they probably should have won. Granted, it was against a quality Seattle team, not this in Carolina. Lions were down Amon-Ra. They were down Gibbs, yada, yada, yada. I went with Miami. In the end, I said, let's just get through this week. We'll figure it out. There are other places to potentially use the Lions. So I used the Dolphins. And in the end, yeah, I kind of regret my decision, but life goes on. So I can't use Miami this week. Based on strength of who hasn't been used, of the 150 or so remaining in my Survivor League that I play in, my strength of remaining teams to use is about 50th. Because, yeah, I've used the Bills. I've used Kansas City. I've used Miami. I've used the 49ers. And in week one, I got away with using the Commanders as an anti-Arizona pick, although Arizona continues to be competitive, albeit they have one win at home, week three against the Dallas Cowboys. So let's start with my initial research in early August, cross-referencing BetMGM win totals with Superbook spreads on all games, and to see what stood out the most. And what stood out the most in week six for survivor purposes back then were the Jaguars, the Dolphins, and then I put or Chargers or Ravens. Let's go game by game. I'm not sure if you'll hear this by Thursday or not. I hope so. If you have the Chiefs to play, this could be a good week to just burn them on Thursday night and get it over with and enjoy the rest of your weekend. I do not have Kansas City to play. I use them against the Bears. I would imagine many have already used the Chiefs. If not, it's a hell of a spot. Thursday night against the struggling Broncos, looking at Patrick Everson's always entertaining quick read on weekly line spreads, betting trends for every game. Thank you, Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com. We're recording this at 12 noon Eastern Time, Wednesday, October 11th. Spread 10.5 as of 12 noon Eastern Time on Wednesday. Spread 10.5 for the Chiefs. They are the third biggest favorite on the board according to the spread. They are a minus 620 money line. So that's obviously a play there. Let's get into Sunday. We have another European game, international game, early morning game for those of us in the States. There's no carryover factor as there was for the Jags playing two straight games in a row in London. Loved either. Was it the MDS note? I think it was the Florio note. Jags 2-0 in London, 0-2 in Jacksonville. And just saying, nicely done, Mike. Titans and Ravens both flying over to play the international game this week. Both played this past week, neither coming off a bye. Ravens are a 4-point favorite. Titans, for what it's worth, the designated home team, but Ravens 4-point favorite on what we perceive as a neutral international field. Ravens just short of a minus 200 money line play. I'd consider it, although I'm just so anti-Lamar Jackson. As I said on one of my other podcasts already this week about the Ravens 17-10 loss at Pittsburgh, that's the type of game Mike Tomlin wins. That's the type of game Lamar Jackson loses. Ravens could very well be undefeated, but they're not. They're 3-2. They're not using Matt Stover. Granted, going into the Pittsburgh game, they converted a ridiculously high amount of third downs in the red zone. Lot of drop balls, but Lamar didn't run for any, didn't throw for any. Ravens couldn't put that game away. And Steelers, with a surprising start from Kenny Pickett based on what happened the week before, get the regular season win. I'm not big on the Titans here. I don't know if I'll play the Titans all year unless the Broncos' run defense is really bad. If the Titans have a home game later in the season against the Broncos and the Broncos just trade off a bunch of pieces here before Halloween, how about trade deadline on Halloween? NFL, do that every year. I just kind of like how that falls. So I'll consider the Ravens here. Perhaps you will as well. I think they're the better team, but I don't know for sure that I want to put my survivor life in the hands of Lamar Jackson in an international game. Falcons host Commanders. Falcons are sporadic. Desmond Ridder had a good game. I still don't believe in Desmond Ridder. I don't believe in Arthur Smith. I like the Falcons' personnel on defense, but it's not a team that does anything for me. For fantasy purposes, you know, I'd just love to see them use Bijan Robinson more, and I think they'd win more. I think they'd play better if they used him. Granted, he's only five games into what they hope is a very long and productive NFL career. Falcons, you know, under a field goal favorite against the Commanders, who are coming off an awful game against the then winless Bears. So the Commanders do have some extra rest for what that's worth. But the Falcons are coming off a win, I believe. Yeah, a win against the Texans, where they also played at home. So they didn't travel at all over the last week. Bears-Vikings. Bears are at home off their win, off a few days of extra rest, off potentially saving the job of Eberflus, and who knows who else. Bears are getting points at home. The Vikings are a modest favorite even without Justin Jefferson. I can't play with all my other options. It'd be different if this was like week 14 or 15, and then maybe I consider this game, but I can't put my survivor fate week 6 in the hands of two one-win teams, either of these one-win teams. If I had to pick a winner right now, I'd pick the Bears to win this game against the Vikings minus Justin Jefferson. At least the Bears have a little momentum and a few days extra rest and division game. Much like, I guess that's the only red flag, right, for Chiefs-Broncos is it's a divisional game, which can... they can be weird when they look obvious. Bengals Seahawks next on the board. Bengals a modest 3-point favorite. I mean, the Bengals fooled us in week 3 that they knocked the dust off. Who'd they beat? The Titans? No, they didn't beat the Titans. They lost the Titans in week 4. That they knocked the dust off in week 3 with a victory, and then they flopped in week 4 against the Titans. They played the Seahawks. Seahawks are coming off a bye, so extra rest for the Seahawks going on the road to Cincinnati. Bengals are favored. I don't see it as a strong survivor play either way. Browns are at home against the 49ers. I would imagine most people have used the 49ers by now. My hand raised as well. Niners off a bitch slap on Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys. I should say the 49ers off extra rest because that game was over early and the Niners were able to, say, pull Christian McCaffrey, right? Which for fantasy purposes stunk, but he's been a wonderful player. So that's the way it goes. Browns getting almost a touchdown at home. Niners are a minus 275. I don't see a lot of survivor play here either way. Again, remember, we're recording this Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern time. If something has happened involving a player or a status after that, factor that in, please, on your own. Texans at home against the Saints. Texans getting a point and a half, so it's a very even game. Saints coming off a blasting of the New England Patriots. I don't know that we can read anything into that at this point. The previous week, the Cowboys blasted the Patriots, and look what happened the next week. I don't think I'll play this for survivor purposes. If I had to make a pick to win a pina colada, which I don't drink, I'd pick the Texans in the game, but I don't anticipate a lot of survivor action on this game since it's week 6, and it's a 1.5-point spread. Jaguars at home against the Colts. So this was one of the games that I identified in early August as a potential play for survivor purposes. But the Colts are a little better than I think the odds makers thought. And the Jags are sporadic. You know, if this was a third straight game in London, yeah, give me the Jags. It's not. How are their bodies and their minds going to be? You know, you get the choice, by the way. For those of you saying, remember when you would always get the bye week after you played in London? Now the teams get the choice. You can take your bye week after you come home from London, or you can say, now we're good. We'll play. And then I guess it just falls somewhere else on the schedule. So the Jags chose to play this game. Even without Anthony Richardson, Gardner Minshew is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And, you know, we give the Cardinals a lot of credit for being competitive. I think the Colts should get even more credit for being competitive. And the Colts are going to win more games than the Cardinals. I don't think I can play Jacksonville here. You know, 3 weeks ago, a lot of survivors went out on the Jags at home against the Texans. This is a divisional opponent. I don't like it after the Jags have been in London for 2 weeks. I don't see much of a drop-off from Richardson to Minshew now. I mean, Richardson's barely played. Minshew played great in the preseason. The players love him. Minshew going up against the Jags, you know, used to play there. So I'll probably stay away from the Jags here, even though they're a minus 210 money line. Dolphins will be the big play for those that didn't play them last week or against the Broncos in what, week three, the 70-20 game. So it's just a hell of a place to burn the Dolphins. Now, you'll have other opportunities to burn the Dolphins, but I mean, that was my plan all along until about 11:30 Sunday. Use the Dolphins in this spot against Carolina. Let's just update Frank Reich. In his last 8 NFL games as a head coach across 2 seasons with 2 different franchises, Reich is 0-8, and he's an offensive guy, and his offenses with multiple quarterbacks have produced a total of 10 offensive touchdowns. And that number is actually higher than it should be because of the garbage time scores in the fourth quarter at Detroit. It's not good. It's not good at all. The only caution I would throw out for anyone who thinks Miami's an automatic in this game, no Achen for a while. The talented rookie, second game without Armstead at left tackle. Tua can't make that mistake on the goal line like he did against the Giants. I kept the Giants in the game in the first half last week. And the other thing is, if for some reason the Panthers turn to Andy Dalton, and I know that Andy Dalton doesn't have much of a winning reputation as a National Football League quarterback, but I just keep thinking Andy Dalton gives Carolina their best chance to win as a quarterback right now. You've got time to develop Bryce Young. You don't have to play him right now. And apparently he's not taking it very well. I'm starting to sense tension between ownership and the head coach, and then Miles Sanders is bitching. Carolina might want to try to find another place for Miles Sanders by the trade deadline just to get him out of the building. Granted, they'd have to eat some money. Dolphins are a touchdown favorite. I don't see many red flags here unless you tell me Andy Dalton's going to play at least a half of this game. And then I'd say, all right, then Andy Dalton's going to – remember, he threw it 58 times in week 3 against Seattle and kind of kept them in the game. Other than that, Dolphins are a 950 money line choice. Raiders host Patriots. Patriots have just been beyond awful. Sure, Can Bill Belichick's teams bounce back? Yeah, but we kind of need to see him do it at this point. These aren't the Brady Belichick teams. These are just Belichick teams. He didn't seem to have any answers the last couple of weeks, on the field or off it. Raiders do have a short week, but they didn't travel. I don't like taking teams that play on Monday night, but the Raiders did have a short week. That doesn't mean, you know, their bodies recover because they didn't travel. It wasn't a great game against Green Bay. I don't think it was a hard-hitting game. You know, I'm trying to look at the attrition on the Raiders' bodies. I can make a case for using the Raiders this week, but in the end, the Raiders are still not a good team. So if they play bad, that potentially lets the Patriots, if the Patriots play not so bad, then the game's competitive in the fourth quarter. Does last year factor into this at all, where the Patriots are like, yeah, we owe them one for throwing a ball backwards at the end of regulation when we could have just gone to overtime? I don't know. There are just so many questions right now about the Patriots. I would go against the Patriots this week on the road against so many other teams. I don't know if I can do it with the Raiders, but the Raiders are a minus 172 choice, a three-point favorite. Everything screams the Raiders can win this game with a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo, as long as Adams is out there, as long as Jacobs is out there, as long as Crosby is out there. I might do it. I'm sure some of you might too. Not a lot of spots to play the Raiders this year. This might be one of them. You say the Broncos. Yeah, but division opponent. Buccaneers at home in the creamsicles against the Lions. For those of you who don't live in the Tampa Bay area, yes, the Bucs will be wearing the orange creamsicle jerseys that they're famous for sucking in for so long. It's kind of a big game for the Bucs. Going to be a good crowd. They're going to be into it. It's spirited. Lions are the better team. They are. You can make a case right now. The Lions are the third best team in the NFC. You can make that case. The Bucs are off a bye. The Bucs are 3-1. That one, though, was a game against the Eagles at home with a spirited crowd, granted at least 60% Eagles fans, and the Bucs just were outclassed. The Lions could outclass the Bucs. They could. But they're on the road here. Is this a strong survivor choice when the schedule says the Lions have a lot of winnable games at home in future weeks? Bucs are fresh. Bucs are hot. You know? I don't think it's a strong survivor play either way. Lions minus 166, laying 3 as of Wednesday, 12 noon. Rams. Maybe. Cooper Kupp is back. He played well. The Rams hung in there against the Eagles. Not talking about moral victories here. I mean, the Rams lost the Bengals in what, week 3? That was the other Monday night game, the night of Eagles Bucks. Not saying the Rams are good. But the Rams, I mean, the odds makers are saying the Rams are 7 better than the Cardinals. A lot of teams come into SoFi and take over home field. The Cardinals won't. It's actually a Rams home game. Granted, it's a division opponent. And yeah, the Cardinals have been competitive. But again, they've won 1 of 5. The Rams have won 2 of 5. Minus 330 on the Rams against the Cardinals. Cardinals, no James Conner. Factor that in as well. Eagles, I haven't used them this year. They're on the road at the Jets. There should be a lot of Eagles fans there. And the ones who aren't are going to still be wearing green. So it should kind of feel like an Eagles crowd. Two fan bases who, let's just say, you don't want to throw down in the parking lot with either of them. You know, it's a what? 90-mile drive. I've made it from Philly to New York. Heck, Kelsey's mom made it a couple of weeks ago. Did she drive or did they chopper her in, by the way, with Jake from State Farm or Taylor Swift doing it? Eagles are a 7-point favorite on the road against the Jets. Jets off a second win. You know, I don't want to waste a lot of time on it. The Jets capitalized against a bad Bronco run defense. They unleashed Breece Hall. You think Breece Hall can really put up those kind of numbers against the Eagle defense? He can't. So then what do the Jets do? Can the Jets suppress Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift, and the Eagle offense enough to stay competitive? Eagles are a minus 310 money line. I don't want to pick a road team in Survivor, but this is a strong consideration this week to use the Eagles at the Jets. I can't use the Bills. I would imagine many people will this week. I use the Bills in week two. Bills are the biggest favorite of the week, even bigger than Dolphins over Panthers and even bigger than Broncos over Chiefs. That's how bad the Giants are. Giants may get Saquon Barkley back. Bills are coming home from London. You know, I'll just say it. If Barkley plays, Bills off a loss, coming home from London, I doubt it, but I'm kind of glad I can't choose the Bills this week because – believe it or not, I give the Giants a shot in this game. That's a juicy money line at plus 610 on the Giants. They're not going to go 1-16. They're not. They're going to win a couple of games along the way, not just against Washington. No. I'm not picking the upset, but I give the Giants more of a chance to be competitive than Carolina if Andy Dalton doesn't play, and Denver. Although Denver is a division opponent, and the Chiefs have been letting some teams hang around. And finally, and I'll give this some thought, Chargers as a home dog against the Cowboys. I will consider the Chargers this week, although the thought of my Survivor life in Brandon Staley's game management hands makes me shudder. Yes, the Cowboys bounced back after losing at Arizona, but how much of a bounce back really was it against the Patriots? The Cowboys' three wins are against the Jets, the Giants, and the Patriots. Do those teams do anything for you? Chargers are 2-2, probably should be 0-4, but they're not. Yeah, there'll be a lot of Cowboys fans in the building, but Chargers have 2 weeks of extra rest. Kellen Moore going up against the Cowboys as the Charger OC. Check status on Herbert in that left finger. Maybe Austin Eckler. I will consider the Chargers in this game, even though it'd be a home dog that I need to win outright. I'm not convinced the Cowboys bounce back from that beating against the Niners because the Chargers are probably going to score some points. I have respect for the Cowboys defense, but Justin Herbert is going to put up some points. How many will Dallas put up? I don't put a ton in the Charger defense, but this isn't just an automatic bounce back win for Dallas. This is the second best opponent the Cowboys have played all year. And the first best one was last Sunday. And no one's better than the Niners right now. No, the Eagles aren't. No, the Dolphins aren't. And granted, the Chargers are just a 500 team. But, yeah, there's something to be said for the Chargers. And how often would you consider them this year in Survivor? So there you go. We'll stop there. Sorry it went so long. Hope you were entertained. Hope I said something to make you, you know, think twice. Would like to keep you playing. Unless you're in my league, then, you know, I hope you go out. If I can keep playing. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for listening to the week 6 edition of the Todd Wright Survivor podcast. We will talk to you next week.